Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. Something that happens quite often on Shabbos is when a person cuts grapes for children. We know it's very dangerous for a child to have a whole grape, and therefore the parents cut the grape. But when a person cuts a grape, they face a very serious halachic problem, which is found on today's Daf and Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis in Masechah Shabbos. Here, the Mishnah and the Gemara teach us that it's usher to squeeze fruits on Shabbos. And there are different levels of fruit, certain fruits that were mainly used for the juices, some fruits that were partially meant to be eaten, some of them were meant to make for juices. So the highest form of squeezing grapes, the worst, the most severe melacha involved in squeezing fruits is that of grapes and olives. Because since grapes and olives are primarily used to squeeze out the wine and to squeeze out the olive oil, therefore it's certainly usher to squeeze directly. It's a violation of dash. But even if it oozes out on its own, because it's mainly used for juice, a person, it wants the juice to come out, so even when it squeezes out on its own, it's going to be a problem of Shabbos, of benefiting from that juice, and certainly causing it to come out is going to be a violation of Shechita. So when a person cuts a grape, inevitably, wine, grape juice is going to ooze out, and you are creating Shechita, you're violating an Isser Deraisa. So how does one go about cutting grapes for children on Shabbos? So the simple solution would be, don't give grapes to children on Shabbos, so you don't have to cut it. Well, that's not always so practical. Kids want the grapes. Doesn't mean we have to say it's awesome, you can't serve grapes to children on Shabbos. So Rabbi Ribiat talks about what his Eitza, I haven't seen this in other Svarim, but Rabbi Ribiat writes, in his Sefer, under the Melach of Dash, which is where Shechita falls under, he says what a person should do, the Eitza is, to cut the grapes on top of a napkin. This way, any juice that oozes out, it doesn't accumulate. Rather, it seeps into the napkin, it gets absorbed in the napkin, and won't be an issue at all of creating Shechita. He says, additionally, a person should make sure to use a knife that's serrated so you don't press on it. If it's a knife that you require pressing, you are then causing juice to come out in a more direct way. But if you use a serrated knife whereby you go back and forth slowly, you could avoid more juice from coming out and minimize the amount of juice. And that's the best eitza for cutting grapes on Shabbos.